This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that we basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, are you an exceptional American? Yes, you are. There should be no doubt in your mind that you are an exceptional American. And we love talking to exceptional Americans here on this radio show. Yes, we do. And you know what? It's kind of interesting. The opposition to exceptional Americans doesn't like the show. But I would encourage him to listen to the show, if you know what I mean. Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things going on. Check our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news. Now, those of you that are concerned about the Lavoie Finicum situation and Jeanette Finicum, I wanted to go back in the archives of Agenda 21 Radio, and I wanted to go back a year, almost to a year in which we published an article that was rather earth-shaking at the time and has been playing out in parts in the courts, actually, as a result of the execution of Lavoie Finicum. The article is entitled "The Execution of Robert Lavoie Finicum and the Destruction of the U.S. Constitution." And that really kind of sums the whole thing up. It's sort of a cornerstone article, I think, for the judiciary system and those that are trying to convict those individuals that were up there, including Ryan and Ammon Bundy, now in federal court in Clark County, Nevada, for the hijinks, if you will, that the, well, I guess you would say the Bureau of Land Management was pulling on them in the 2014 takeover of the Bundy Ranch. Now, you got to understand the details of the takeover of the Bundy Ranch. Kind of interesting. We had Clive and Bundy out for a couple of our Liberty Tours. Liberty Tour 1, he appeared on Skype, and Liberty Tour 2, he appeared in person. And it was interesting. One of the takeaways from all this at the time of the occupation, what he told me, and it just kind of came up in conversations and conversations and conversations and conversation, that while he was on his property at the ranch house area, that members of the Bureau of Land Management were using their laser sights, the snipers they had in the hillsides ringing the ranch house, the snipers were, well, putting red dots on his children. And he kind of, you know, it was kind of an interesting thing because he kept on coming back to that as we had conversations over the 24 hours that we had with him here in Yuba City, California at the Liberty Tour number 2. Now, I don't know about you, and I have children. Those of you with children, how would you like to have your children, as you're walking around your house, front yard, backyard, and you realize you've got some, well, you're painted with laser lights from sniper weapons that might be several hundred yards off. Think about that. That's what they were living with 24/7. Now, that's called the siege on them, if you think about it. But the article about the execution of Lavoie Finicum is up on Agenda 21 Radio. We published it back March 17th, 2016. So we're about just a year and a couple of days after that. It's a great read, and it's a very, very enlightening. And since I've put it up, a lot of people have hit it, gotten a lot of feedback on Facebook and also through Twitter and also on the emails from the article. So you might want to read it, give you a great historical perspective. Now, some of the data pieces we understand are not functioning in some markets. We're going to go back into the article because it's from our archives and see if we got all the data pieces. We have the autopsy report. We've got the arrest warrants, that whole fiasco that took place. So you'll be able to see those, plus the pictures that were occurring or actually from. The key thing is to read the report, the investigation of the FBI, because that's really where a lot of things are happening right now. But anyway, other things going on. Where is Barack Hussein Obama? We haven't seen hide nor hair of him, whatever that means. And I was talking last week that, you know, the Red Hen House apparently is empty. That's the new Red House next to the White House in Washington, D.C. The new residence, if you will, of former President Barack Hussein Obama with Michelle Obama and now Valerie Jarrett to complete the ménage à trois. Yeah, she lives there now. If you haven't caught up to speed on that one, it's really funny. Over the weekend, I was talking to some people, and they had no idea that Michelle Obama and Barack Obama got a new roomie in the form of Valerie Jarrett. She moved into this 8,000-square-foot home. And, of course, what are they doing? They're plotting and scheming, which brought us to last week, wondering where has President Obama gone? Now, it appears that a week ago Friday, he took as my father, who grew up in the 30s and 40s, took a powder on the Red House, the Red Hen House, because there was apparently way too much surveilling going on at the house. By now, Donald Trump. I mean, that's just the word I got. I got the word that there was wiretapping going on at the Red Hen House. Now, that makes you very uncomfortable for the ménage à trois, I would imagine. So the word is that they wanted to leave town. Now, there's a whole bunch of, and the reason why I bring this up, I could just not bring this up, but there's a whole bunch of things going on, stories, that we haven't quite, we've had the puzzle pieces on the table of Agenda 21 Radio. And we are moving these pieces around, and they're not fitting yet. So, you know, we just don't go out there with a until we have all the pieces of the puzzle together and let you know what's going on. So what we have is a whole bunch of different stories happening about drugs and cartels and the Miss Michelle or something like that, a quite a large yacht that was seized with a great quantity of cocaine that was destined for the United States, and a whole bunch of news stories about that, but also the death of several cartel members that were killed actually by, looks like the United States did it in Mexico. And then there's a French connection, and then there's arms caches that have been discovered in France. And all this, well, President Barack Hussein Obama appears to be on the run. Now, I'm using that term. This could be perfectly legitimate what he's doing, but he makes a hasty retreat out of the Red Hen House. He goes to New York. Then he goes off to Omaha and meets with Warren Buffett. And then we find out he's in Silicon Valley. In fact, our own Chris Street wrote an article about him showing up in Silicon Valley. And then the next thing that we have is we have this judge's decision in Hawaii that stops the Muslim ban. Everybody's calling it the Muslim ban. That's wrong. And, of course, when did Obama show up there? He showed up the afternoon before the judge in Hawaii rendered his decision. Now, since the judge was an appointee of Obama, was there any collusion? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So where is that Red Hen House. It's in Washington, D.C., and it's, well, we've dubbed it the Red Hen House because it's a red brick home. And last residence he was in is in a white house. Now he's in a red house. And I don't know if you want to snatch onto that symbolism of the red house. Now it's a hen house because you have Valerie Jarrett who's moved in. Menage a trois, anyone? You're caught up to speed here. But then they leave frantically a week ago Friday and reappear in Hawaii. Now he's disappeared again. Now, we understand he's in Polynesia for at least a month. Now, but then there's all these other things, sidebar issues that are swirling around the former president, including investigations. And, you know, now some of this is information, quite frankly, I've looked at, and I'm not buying into some of it. Now, some of it, I can tell you, came from my sources, so I'm looking into it. But it's not the same information. So, you know, there's fake news out there. Now, we're not into making fake news, but I'm just telling you, we are watching the situation because I think it is going to ultimately be newsworthy. Well, it's newsworthy right now. Where is he? Some people say, you know, he's off on some sort of a romp. But Michelle's not there. No, she's doing something else someplace else. And the kids are, you know, out doing things as kids do. The 18-year-old's working in New York. Good for her. And the other one, I believe, is still around Washington, D.C. Got the Sidwell thing going on. Yeah, I mean, it's still school time for her. I mean, that's the whole reason. I think she's a sophomore, going to be a junior or senior next year. So you can see what, you know, I understand as a parent you want to hang around, but then there's the other things going on, which we definitely do know about why he's hanging around. And that, of course, is to set up a shadow government in opposition of and start controlling, well, his former employees that he's hired in all the other various executive branches of government. How's that working out for him? Maybe there is something to some of the things that people are saying about his circumstances. I don't know, but we're going to keep an eye on that. Okay, Oroville Dam situation, they opened up the spillways. We were covering that. And it's interesting, they opened up the spillways, and now the water is decreasing. Go figure. Now the water is decreasing. It went up to 864 feet. And I know there's a lot of people listening to about the dam situation. We're going to cover a little bit more also in the third hour. But the water spillway release, starting at 864, almost 65 feet, did take place last, I think it was Friday. And, yeah, it was Friday. I was watching it on TV. We were going to go to the dam, but because of overcast skies and rainy situations, in fact, it's going to be raining here this week, in the area of the dam and also up where the watershed is, where the snow melt is. The snow melt is starting to happen quite a bit. In fact, they've opened up the spillways to around 45, I think, 44, 45, depends on the fluctuation of cubic square feet per minute. And this is quite a lot of water that's coming out. But the inflows are somewhere around 20, so you're losing net 20, and that's good. Listen, that's good. That's good. 20,000 cubic square feet per second is a good rate of by which you're net losing. So that's good. I totally agree with that. The problem is, what's going to happen when we start getting the large inflows from the melt and also from this new storm? And that's the thing you need to watch. Now, they're not going to be doing some dumb, stupid things, I don't think, with this spillway. Well, they're doing one dumb, stupid thing. First of all, they've flooded. They turned on the spill. They think this is the thing about these Department of Water Resources people in California, how really, at least the hierarchy, really is thoughtless and stupid. They've mismanaged the dam for years, and they're mismanaging this whole thing now. Now, I wouldn't say the whole thing. They've done some smart things. I think they've talked to Scott Cahill a number of times, who's been our guest several times here on Agenda 21 Radio, talking about the dam. He has recommended a number of different things, even by way of our show, which apparently they seem to have followed. One of the things that they were doing, and if you notice in watching the water come over the spillway, you'll notice that there's some things at the very end of the damaged portion of the spillway, which they've called, which they have now bolstered or armored up, if you will, supported it underneath so that it wouldn't collapse as easily. This is with the shotcrete that they put in there. But there's some projections that come up on the edge of that spillway, and those projections are designed to cause the water to not tumble and to not cavitate over the edge of the... There's a reason for this. You don't want the water to cavitate on the very edge of that the remaining spillway because it'll break it down faster. They've done that. But the other thing that they did is that they went in and they started drilling holes underneath the spillway into cavities, into openings there in the spillway, and then filling it with shotcrete. Now, that's good. They're stabilizing the end of that. That was a good thing that they stabilized the end of the spillway. Will it hold? Now, will it hold when all the water really starts to come down? Listen, it's pregame, as Chris Street says. It's now March. We've got April, May, and June. Water doesn't fill up that reservoir entirely. The complete melt start to happen until mid-June. So that's telling you we were a long ways to go, and we're not out of danger. And there still are other issues unresolved around the dam, such as what about seepage around the dam? You know, you can't have seepage. You cannot have seepage around an earth-filled dam because once they go, they go. And you can't have it. So we have still a lot of problems going forward. And by the way, one of the fastest things is hitting on our website right now is the what's called the inundation map of the whole area around Oroville. And we've got that inundation map that shows how far the water will go down if there's a dam failure. Now, one of the other things, too, that we're going to closely look into is the stories that were going around on the 11th and 12th of February and what was happening there about decisions that were made or not made. We know that certain decisions were made by the sheriff, thank goodness, and certain decisions were made about water flow being deliberately allowed to go up over the spillway, the emergency spillway, which it wasn't designed to do. It could have been handled over the main spillway, but we're understanding that we're trying to protect fish habitat. They didn't want too much water going over the main spillway to destroy downstream in the river fish habitat, which brings us to another problem. The last time when they shut down the spillway, it dropped the water in the rivers about 20 feet. And what that caused was embankment failure. The banks failed because there was no water pressure against the banks to hold them up. So when the water declined rapidly and dried out, boy, those banks just went right crumbling down. Farmers are losing, and they're going to do the same thing this time. In fact, what they did here by raising the water in the lake, in the river at a fast rate, think about that. Should have come up very slowly and gradually, but no, they didn't do that. It's kind of like I was saying before, or about to say, that they turn the switch on and off, and the water comes tumbling down the spillway. Hello, this is the lack of responsibility. What is it like downstream, 30, 40 miles downstream? What are you doing by this kind of behavior with the spillway? You know, see, there's a whole series of events that go into managing levees and managing the riverbanks. And apparently they just do not know it. All they need to do is ask some of the farmers and residents of the counties downstream. Oh, they can't do that because, remember, they know more than anybody else on the planet. And you doubt me? Just ask Jerry Brown. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newmanafoods.com/21prep. That's our sponsor for our radio show, for all your survival needs. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Okay, a couple of things happening. We got some very, very interesting, not email, but Drudge Report headliners. And I don't have it up on my website, but the links were pretty clear. That a lot of the Democrats are starting to tell their constituents that... you know, this whole collusion business with Russia and the Trump campaign, you know, it's really interesting. But the media, I've noticed, you could see this sort of thing happening last week, actually. Now that we really do have the polarization of the media giants, the new stream media versus the old mainstream media, you can really see with this polarization the lies and deception. Yeah, that they pull off. And I've never worked in a big newsroom. I've had in the course of my career quite a lot of contact actually with the media and mainstream media at that. You know, NBC, CBS, ABC, all those guys I actually had a lot of contact with back in the day, and you could tell that each one. And I went to studios and advised people and stuff like that. You could tell at each point of the places, CBS and NBC and ABC in Los Angeles primarily, and some of the other stations that have now become Fox affiliates. This is before Fox News. Everybody had their own different type of culture for news. And it was interesting. There were some places that really were demanding on the content of the news and the facts, and some were not. And some just didn't want to play along with any story you might have, or just didn't want to think it was important. And okay, that's all right, because everybody's got their own news gig and scheme. But the problem, and they were more independent back in the day, but at the same time, they were more big picture and lack of any kind of local news or consequences other than your local news programming. Would come about. So your majors, of the major bulk of the mainstream media, really, they had a group think about themselves, but it wasn't as pronounced as it is today. I think that's really what I'm saying. And as focused and polarized against the conservatives in particular. And that's just blatantly obvious. Now, what we're getting is another step forward, another step function increase in how news is delivered. More video happening. We have a great article that is up that shows all the major websites on the planet, you know, through Alexa. Now, Alexa ratings measure the number of hits, the number of people who visit your website, and so on. And so it's kind of interesting when you measure an Alexa rating, you have to measure it from those that hit the largest number of websites that get hit have the lowest number of Alexa ratings. So you have some of these websites out there. If you just start one up, you're probably at about 11 million in your rating. And after a year or 2 years or whatever, you might get down to 2 or 3 million, maybe. Just depends on how many people are hitting your website at one time. And it's you can basically understand how much media contact or how much contact you have from the public, and you can base your advertising revenue and that sort of thing off of it. That's basically what it is. But the largest website that's hit on the planet is Google. And the second largest, and this is the point that I'm making about deliverables in terms of the media now, the second largest is YouTube. And that really, what that's, you know, certainly with the advent of the new cell phone technology, this is where it's all going. So my point is that you're going to see continued movement away from the mainstream media and more to fact-based media or research-based media that the individual can dive into, which is what we do here. This is what we have. This has been the major demarcation of media. Is research, and the internet's done that. It's brought it to that, and plus we can harmonize it on radio and also on YouTube and other media outlets. So people are going more and more and more to news that's tailored specific to them. Now that's nothing totally profound, but the numbers are skyrocketing in terms of visibility, in terms of importance, if you will. So this is what Donald Trump plays to, the Twitter group. Now, he doesn't have sometimes they attach videos to his Twitters. I mean, I'm right into the Twitter feed on him and all that stuff, just like a lot, you know, most of us in the news stream media are. And this is what, you can see this division with the, you know, with the old school politicians. They don't get it, and they haven't been getting it. And even now, you're starting to see, I think, in some of these major mainstream outlets like Fox News, they're starting to understand that they're slipping because people have tailored their own news sources around their phone. And they're getting what they think to be the truth in their own way. And we're getting slammed with this right now on Agenda 21 Radio. And it's a wonderful thing. Now, you have to be discerning. And this is my caution to everybody who's into the news stream media, the fake news and all this stuff, is that you have to be discerning about what facts you're being given. And history is a big teller here. Now, one of the reasons that I mentioned earlier in the show that I put up the Lavoie Finicum article from a year ago is that one of the things that's lost from these flash news things that we're getting off of our phones is that historical perspective. Now, it's really easy to get that. And this is what I want to encourage people to do. Don't stop researching. Don't get lazy with the YouTube news that comes to you and accept it. Don't accept it. If you have doubts about it, research it. and find out the truth for yourself. That's the strength of the newsstream media to begin with. And that's what I encourage you to do. The Voight Finicum article that we put up, I mean, it's very telling, especially what's happened in the last year. And boy, does it point the finger at people like Kate Brown, President Barack Hussein Obama, Valerie Jarrett, and the senators up there in Oregon, and the whole corrupt system of politics in Oregon. It's very telling. Now, here's the question about this influence of the newsstream media in this article in particular, and this is where it all comes honing in. What will the Trump administration do with it? Will they free the Bundys and everybody else that's associated with this trial, this circus monkey trial, if you will, by utilizing this fact-based research? Will they? I hope so. I encourage them to do so. And so should every one of you out here. But remember, you have control of the media that comes to you now more than ever before. You have a responsibility to tell it truthfully. You have a responsibility to get the facts first. In those places that don't give you the facts, and boy, they're all over YouTube right now, and that's the big caution I have for everybody. Let's not get ourselves dawdled down in these non-facts, if you will, in the fake news. See, fake news, and I put up on this article, one of the things that they're doing with fake news is they're regenerating articles from 6 months ago and making it like it's new news today. That to me is fake news. It's history, but it's fake news. So we clearly label everything I put down on the article, first published March 17, 2016, just to be clear so everybody understands. But the fake news doesn't do that all the time, and you've got to be discerning about that. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news. My email is paul@a21r.com. And remember, Numana Foods, that's numana.com, 21 Prep. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. All right. Well, you know, it's interesting now more than ever before because we have an interesting situation developing in the Senate. Comey's going to testify today. Oh, great. James Comey. Hello. James Comey's going to be testifying today. It's going to be an interesting day. Up on the House or up in the Senate, because you're also going to have Judge Gorsuch is going to go and go through the confirmation process. This is the first day of, I believe he goes through 4 days of confirmation hearings. So he's going to be up for confirmation as a Supreme Court Justice, Associate Justice. Now, this brings up a whole wide range of how things are going to be changing and shifting, perhaps, probably. I mean, you never know. This guy's got a mind of his own. But his history is that not only was he friends with Antonin Scalia, but he sure ruled in his rulings, if you will, very similarly. He's an originalist judge. Now, that's exactly what Anton Scalia... In other words, the words, the great Anton Scalia would always tell people, did you know words have meaning? And the words in the Constitution have meaning. And so he always hung on the idea of the Constitution being an originalist document, one that's a not really open for a lot of interpretation in some areas. I mean, really, you know, your unalienable rights are God-given rights, and they're with you. The originalist interpretation will be a very, very what's called a conservative interpretation of the law. They don't like to have this application of law such as what we hear on the front end of every show that I do, every hour we do this, that where the so-called constitutional attorney, by the way, of Barack Hussein Obama, constitutional attorney, go figure, right, who always said that, quote, the Constitution is an imperfect document. So in other words, if it's an imperfect document, he can interpret it any way he wants to. And that's the way he would rule. Well, now, he said those things before he became president. Of course, when he became president, it became quite clear that what he was doing was interpreting the law any way he wanted to. Okay, so now Antonin Scalia is dead. He was the most conservative of the justices on the Supreme Court. Very suspicious death, in my opinion. I'm just calling it out. Very, very suspicious in the timing. Naturally, it left the Supreme Court in a 4-4 split, conservative versus liberal. And now we have Gorsuch, who's supposedly going to be an originalist conservative judge. He's free to vote any way he wants to, of course, once confirmed. Now that the confirmation process is going to move forward, he's going to have hearings today. The word is that he is going to be approved by 60 votes, which, okay. Now, you have to be approved to be a judge by the Senate. And it's always been, you know, two-thirds, and the problem is it, or 60 votes. The problem is that Harry Reid didn't like that because it allows for filibuster, and he wanted to do away with the filibuster. So he changed the rules to a minority, to a simple majority vote, and this is now known as the nuclear option. Now, no one stopped that after Harry Reid did it, and the Dems just went wild with appointees. So what we have now is a situation we had the Republicans in party, and Mitch McConnell, who's sitting here going, you know, I don't need no stinking 60 votes if I've got the nuclear option. So it's being put up to a lot of people. What are you going to do if you don't have 60 votes? And most of the Republicans are quite assured that they've got 60 votes to make it through with Gorsuch. But failing that, what are you going to do? Are you going to do what you were lambasting the Democrats about? Pull the nuclear option and just go to 51 votes? It's a procedural issue that the president of the Senate can make. That would be Mitch Mumbles, as we call him here on Agenda 21 Radio. Well, my suggestion is pull the nuclear option. I'm sorry. You can't play around with this court. And if we've got a known commodity, get him on there. It's not that he's going to rule in our favor every time. That's not going to happen. Even Clarence Thomas, you know, he makes decisions that we don't care for. But the probability is really, really risen. Now, here's the other part of it. Is strong possibility, we have been hearing on Agenda 21, that this year one of the other judges, perhaps a liberal judge, is going to retire. Could it be Ginsburg? That's one of the names that pops up right away. Could it be Breyer? That's another one. But my point is this. You got to get him in to get that majority. And then with another retirement on the liberal side, you get another conservative judge. Now you've got 7-4. Do the math. 7-4. No longer 4-4, 7-4. Now that would be nice to know that going in. But whether or not it's going to happen, you know, that's the big deal. But people say he's going to have a rough road of it. But at the end of the day, as early as Thursday of this week, we could have a new Supreme Court justice, a fifth conservative, and completing the complement of 9 justices for the Supreme Court. That finally is going to be over with. And I think that's I think it's good. I would say that Mitch McConnell needs to definitely pull the nuclear option. I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I don't have a problem playing fair, right? We're not playing patty cake here. You know, we need to have a conservative justice on the Supreme Court to balance what the damage that has been done, to counteract the balance, the damage that potentially could be going forward from Obama regulations and rules. You know, there's going to be a lot of looking at these regulations and rules and orders that have gone out, and there's going to be a lot of judgment that's going to be passed down from the Supreme Court on them, and we need to have that nuclear option to make it possible to get the judges that we want on the Supreme Court. So, yeah, I'm for breaking the rules. Oh, my gosh. And I'm not even a senator. I'm just a very, very humble talk show host. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and email me, paul@a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
And my rock, my son Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're here on Agenda 21 Radio. Welcome back, I guess you can say. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and Numana Foods, that's numana.com/21prep for all your prepping needs. And, you know, food lasts forever. No, not really, 25 years. So visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can get information also on the Liberty Tour. We're going to be announcing who the speakers are here this week. It's going to be absolutely spectacular. The constitutional theme of this Liberty Tour. See, we try and do constitutional themes for every Liberty Tour because it's about the Constitution, the Liberty Tour. That's one of the big things it's about. And what we try and do is give you real-life circumstances that are on a national scale. And the last time, we had Jeanette Finnicum as our headliner. And the theme, obviously, there was the Constitution, the First, Second, and Fourth Amendments. Hello? I mean, it was a big one. It was a big one. And now we're starting to get more national headlines as a result of that. But we wanted to get the juxtaposition of the constitutional issues, and we did that. And how his constitutional rights were violated. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21, Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.